A surprise telephone call. Do you want to know how it all ended? Silverpaw's ship became a splendid floating museum. It was dedicated to the history of pirates. Old Mice and Young came to visit. Yes, it was quite the tour rat attraction. Trap bought a pirate costume and gave private tours for a small fee. Leave it to my cousin to cash in on our good fortune. Thea decided to take another vacation. Guess where she ended up this time? The Soft Squeak Resort. Of course, she had a fantastic time. There's nothing like the squeak for a relaxing getaway. And, knowing my sister, she probably met dozens and dozens of admirers there. As for me, I was thrilled to go back to work. No more dangerous adventures for me. I'm too fond of my tail. One day, I got a call.
Yo, Mousy Mouse,
a voice squeaked on the other end.
It's your old pal Rough Rat Ricky, a.k.a. Bouncer. Listen, I'm coming to visit you.
All of a sudden, I felt a giant headache coming on.
My mom can't wait to meet you, and my 12 little cousins are so excited, they can hardly sit still,
he continued.
Better stock up on the cheese, though. These crazy rascals will eat you out of house and hole.
I tried to squeak, but no sound came out. Stars swam before my eyes. Bouncer and his whole family were coming to stay with me. There was only one thing to do. I fainted.
We hope you have enjoyed this production of Geronimo Stilton, Shipwreck on the Pirate Islands, by Geronimo Stilton. Read for you by Bill Lobley. This program was produced and directed by Paul Rubin. Executive producer Cheryl Smith. English translation by Edizioni PMA. Copyright 2001 by Edizioni PMA. Production copyright 2008 by Scholastic Inc. All rights reserved.